It's VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Joe Biden heads to Europe for an emergency NATO summit on Ukraine, where invading Russian troops are stalled, cities are under bombardment, and the besieged port of Mariupol is in flames. On the ground, satellite photographs showed massive destruction in Mariupol, once a city of 400,000 people, with columns of smoke rising from burning residential apartment buildings. And Reuters reports the following. Russia saying its forces used long-range weapons fired from the sea to hit a Ukrainian arms depot outside the northwestern city of Rivne and two missile launchers in an industrial zone in the outskirts of Kyiv. The defense ministry published footage of what it said was 8 caliber missiles being fired from a warship at Ukraine's military infrastructure. Ukrainian officials said that 2 civilians were killed in overnight shelling in the Mykolaiv region. A bridge was destroyed over the River Desna in Chernihiv, and residential buildings and a shopping mall were struck in 2 districts of Kyiv, wounding at least 4 people. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian forces were using the exclusion zone around the defunct Chernobyl nuclear plant to prepare new attacks. Russia's combat power in Ukraine has declined below 90% of its pre-invasion levels, a senior U.S. defense official said. Russia says its special military operation, though, in Ukraine is going to plan. Meantime, more than 145,000 babies are in urgent need of nutrition support in Ukraine, according to UNICEF. And the head of the International Committee of Red Cross will raise pressing humanitarian issues in Ukraine during ongoing talks in Moscow with senior Russian officials, the agency is saying. This is VOA News. The Taliban on Wednesday backtracked on their announcement that high schools would open for girls, saying they would remain closed until a plan was drawn up in accordance with Islamic law for them to reopen. Teachers and students from 3 high schools around the capital, Kabul, said girls had returned in excitement to campuses on Wednesday morning, but were ordered to go home. They said many students left in tears. Chinese searchers found on Wednesday what they believe to be the cockpit voice recorder from a China Eastern Airlines plane that crashed this week in forest-clad mountains with 132 people on board, the aviation regulator said. The device, however, was severely damaged. An official of the Civil Aviation Administration of China told a media briefing. Somali security forces shot dead 2 armed attackers who tried to burst into an army base near the international airport in the capital, Mogadishu, Wednesday, state television said. Earlier in the day, state TV had said security forces were battling a terrorist incident at the camp's gates, with a witness saying gunmen had forced their way in and begun shooting. South Korea's total coronavirus infections topped 10 million, or nearly 20% of its population, authorities said on Wednesday, as surging severe cases and deaths increasingly put a strain on crematories and funeral homes nationwide. The country has been battling a record COVID-19 wave driven by the highly infectious Omicron variant, even as it largely scrapped its once aggressive tracing and quarantine efforts and eased social distancing curbs. In the U.S., Senate Democrats are defending Ketanji Brown Jackson, President Joe Biden's nominee to become the first Black woman on the U.S. Supreme Court, from Republican attacks painting her as a liberal activist in confirmation hearings that entered a third day on Wednesday. Jackson faces more questioning by members of the Senate Judiciary Committee after a marathon session on Tuesday, during which Republicans pursued a series of questions. Jackson rejected Republican accusations that she was improperly lenient as a judge in sentencing child pornography offenders and criticism of her legal representation earlier in her career of some detainees at the U.S. Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. For more on these and other stories making international news today, please visit our website. That's voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman for VOA News.